Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, today is the seventh Sunday of Easter, year A. Our first reading is taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. Our psalm for this Sunday is taken from Psalm 26. Our second reading is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 13 to 16. Our gospel reading is taken from John's Gospel chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. The theme of our reflection is suffering for a glorious day. Suffering for a glorious day. My brothers, my sisters, in the second reading, St. Peter notes that for the sake of Christ, it is a blessing to be insulted, abused, mocked, or assaulted. But is suffering for Christ or to hold back in the face of mockery, name-calling, and blackmail a piece of cake? How easy is it to pass in silence when someone organizes covert meetings for your downfall? Although it is not easy to endure for Christ's sake, we are not exempt from suffering because we live in a troubled world, inundated with problems and worries. Hence, we long for a new earth and heaven wherein there is no harm nor destruction. The fact is, as Jesus notes in John's Gospel chapter 17, verse 16, we are not of this world. Hence, we hope for a home of rest. Thus, like the psalmist, we long to live in the house of the Lord, to savor his sweetness, and to behold his temple. But while we wait for our home or our hour of glorification, it is important we embrace the words of Jesus in John's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 20. That we will weep and wail while the world rejoices, and we will grieve, but our grief would turn to joy. Thus, before we are consumed by joy, we must declare that we live for Christ and that we are ready and willing to die for Christ. Philippians 1:21. St. Augustine notes that the wicked exists in this world either to be converted or that through them the good may exercise patience. Thus, Romans 5:3 says, we rejoice in suffering because it produces perseverance. But the exercise of patience, endurance, or love in the face of suffering and upholding of one's sanity on the path that leads to our points of glorification demand an alignment of our hearts with the heart of God in and through prayer. There is no one to whom we could turn but God. Psalm 121 verse 2 following says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. As he prepared himself and his disciples for the trials ahead of him, Jesus himself called on the Father in today's gospel reading to glorify him. Hence, we must also call on the Lord when troubles overwhelm us. We must ask Jesus for the grace of fortitude that comes with patience and perseverance. Hence, we are able to endure suffering without being defeated or sorrowful. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we must glorify God not only by proclaiming Jesus as our Redeemer, but also by becoming instruments of a greater tomorrow. And so, my brothers and sisters, if you have been told that the battle is lost, no, I tell you, that battle is not lost. If you have been told that you will not win, no, I tell you, you will win. When your moment of glory comes, the glory of God will be made manifest in your life, and you will sing and dance. And that is my prayer for you this week, that the Lord of heaven and earth would open the heavens and shower his blessings upon you, and that the Lord in his infinite mercy would grant you all the graces necessary for your victory in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Unchanged.